Pitch to Bellinger. He swings and he hits a high fly ball right center field. This ball's gone!
Now a 3-1 for Acuna. Swinging a high fly ball! Deep to left field! Way, way back! It's gone!
Live from the Auto Farm Studios, it's Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Time for some more baseball talk here on Drive Time Sports. I'm loving it tonight. West Coast baseball, one of my favorite things. I've said that a million times here on the show. It's just nice when you have something to watch at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. We had plenty of baseball last night. Very interesting series between the Padres and the Giants. I'll tell you, this Padres team is very fun to watch. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about the Dodgers and the Astros as well. There was a little drama last night in Houston. And we'll talk about everything else that's happening in the big leagues right now with our guest, Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher, and now handling pre- and post-game shows for the San Francisco Giants. Bill, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate the time again. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem whatsoever. I think the fans of your radio station as well as the fans of Major League Baseball are starting to see baseball again, and it was fun over the weekend, especially with the opening games last Thursday, even though Washington was rained out. It was good drama, good baseball, and of course the Giants losing last night against the Padres. They split with the Dodgers 2-2 over the weekend. But a lot of interesting things happen in the NL West, and I cover the NL West pretty well. Some good baseball, and there is going to be some good baseball coming out of the NL West all year because these teams are evenly matched.
Yeah, and really, I'm still not sold on the Rockies, but when I look at the records right now and the Dodgers being in third place, I think it'll play itself out. But one team at the top of the NL West is the San Diego Padres, and you got a chance to watch this team, I know, up close last night, Bill. This is an exciting squad, and I was really curious to see how long it would take them to find themselves. You know, are they still a year or two away, or are they ready at this particular time? And last night, they had a solid outing from Zach Davies. Tatis has played very well. Machado hasn't hit the ball well, but they're still winning. I mean, their prized player is hitting .167 over five games, and they're 4-1. The free agent deal with Tommy Pham looks fantastic at this stage in the game. He's a threat when he's on the base pads. He hasn't even particularly hit the ball well. And it's just proof that this team hasn't hit their stride yet offensively. Still, they're pretty wild and fun to watch.
They sure are, and that lineup, 1-9, is a tough lineup. Will Myers, another one in this lineup, he hit the ball way out of the ballpark last night. He looks like he's got his swing back where years ago, different kind of look on him. Tatis Jr. has just got so much power leading off, and he's just a young, energized player that really is going to be captivating in MLB as the years go on. Like you said, Machado has just been, he hasn't been himself yet, but this team's growing on me. This team with Hosmer and some of the other veterans as you threw, Pham is another one. This lineup's for real. They're playing very good baseball, and pitching staff's holding their own. Tonight, Johnny Cueto's going to see if he can carve them up, but at the same time, the Padres being 4-1, this is a team to be reckoned with, and I think they can compete against the Dodgers in the NL West.
Yeah, a couple of things that really stand out to me when you look at the Padres, it has to be their bullpen, right? And I wondered what they would do as far as Kirby Yates, who's been just a lights-out closer over the last couple of years. But one of the things that stands out to me, we got to see Drew Pomeranz come on late last night. This is a team that has two legit closers because we know what Kirby Yates is capable of doing, and if Pomeranz can come out and shut down opposing teams in the ninth, 1-2-3, this team is going to be deadly with a lead. That's what stands out to me, Bill.
No doubt about it. I got to see Pomeranz pitch last year because he started with the Giants, and he's got that quick fastball. Plus, he's a big dude. He's probably 6'5", 6'6", throwing right over the top of the little breaking ball. But he's bringing it 95-plus. They gave him a three-year contract, big money. As you know, the Giants traded him to Milwaukee, and then he pitched a little bit with Milwaukee. But there, no doubt the Padres saw something in him as a left-hand closer, and as you just talked about, Yates and him in the bullpen is a duo that's going to be complemented to each other. Yesterday, I thought he threw the ball real well. He came in and just dominated three hitters. Got Pence on a breaking ball after he threw two of them by him, and Pence never even saw the breaking ball. So he is a compliment in there, and I think that's what the Padres need. They need those closers at the end. And for years, that's when their biggest problems were, was when they went to the bullpen. So we'll see if this gets better as the games progress. And we're going to see some showdowns here with the Padres and the Dodgers soon.
Now, let's talk about the Dodgers. Last night, they get the Houston Astros. I think it's one of those really anticipated series, knowing that you get to go up against the AL West. Those two teams were not originally scheduled to play each other until they went down to the 60-game season. And honestly, you know there's going to be some sort of drama in some capacity with everything that happened with the Astros during this past offseason. And as you and I have talked about, the game of baseball typically polices itself. I'm of the mindset that Rob Manfred did a terrible job in this investigation with the Astros. It was basically a slap on the wrist. Sure, A.J. Hinch lost his job, but outside of that, $5 million to cheat your way to a World Series, you take that 10 out of 10 times if you're a baseball team just based on the revenue you were producing. Now, with that being said, we have seen a lot of chin music. We nearly saw it last night. Joe Kelly and the Dodgers up three runs. Kelly has a 3-0 count to Alex Bregman, and he tried to put one, I'm going to say, in the ribs. Bregman ducks, so it looks like it was going for the head, but really he ducks 2 feet. Nonetheless, Bill, it sets up some fireworks, and anyone who's anyone could have expected this.
No doubt, and we're going to see more of this. This isn't just going to be a one-type deal with the Dodgers and the Astros. Wait till the Astros start playing some AL West teams. Oakland A's being one, they've already said this is going to brew brouhaha, and I think it's going to. It's not just going to go away. The cheating scandal the Astros did, Major League Baseball, and all the players know it, and they're going to police it. Yesterday, I don't like headhunting. That's one thing I will never teach or talk about. If you're going to hit somebody, hit them in the butt, hit them in the leg, and make your point that way. But on a 3-0 pitch going over his head, behind his head, that's uncalled for. I just don't like when you try to injure a player above the neck, and that's one thing you could injure a player for life. Kelly got away with it, you know, and then he strikes out Correa, and they do a little chirping, and the bench is clear. Again, no punches, just throwing a lot of verbal abuse, and it's not going to go away. I mean, the Astros are going to do something, and they'll retaliate. So this Dodger-Astros series just starting, and they got another one tonight, so it's going to be interesting to see how this translates. But, you know, this Astro team, Dusty Baker's a very good friend of mine, got an extension the other day, which I think is good for him because he is a great motivator in anybody's locker room. And he's going to have to really control the waters over there because it is going to be a lot of bench clearing, and it is going to be some brawling because the Astro players think it's just going to go away. It's not, and it's going to get worse as this 60-game season progresses.
And Bill, I've always had the utmost respect for Dusty Baker, and I know you and I had this conversation back this past summer. There's no possible way that the Astros could have found a better manager to at least, I guess, cool, produce level heads, right? To not only back his players, but in the same token say, look, this is something that's going to be the norm. I don't know that you could have found a better manager for what the Astros are going to face this season.
I agree with you. Dusty's that kind of mild manager. He gets fired up. You heard him pop off a couple times yesterday in some of the highlights. That was him popping off from the bench. He gets fired up. He's that type of manager that gets your team fired up too, and he still thinks he can play, no doubt. But he's the type of manager that is going to calm the waters. He is going to take every precaution for brawls and injuries. And look at what he's got already. He's got Verlander already on the shelf, and they picked up Fernando Rodney now. So they're looking to advance with some veteran pitchers too. So, you know, I think it's a good move that Dusty is over there. I think it will translate into some better games and better flexibility with that team. And I think you and I both know he's a competitor and he's a winner.
Again, Bill Lasky, our guest right now, as we talk Major League Baseball and everything that is happening with it. Bill, we have to talk about the current situation with the Miami Marlins, because now the schedule has already been altered. We have no idea what it's going to look like for the Marlins. Reports come out today that another player has tested positive for COVID-19, bringing the total number of cases in their traveling party to 18. So we have all the postponed baseball going through Sunday. I don't know if this means there's going to be more postponed baseball through next week. I would believe there would be for this Marlins team. It's obviously affected the Philadelphia Phillies. And basically my take on this, and I'm curious as to if you agree or disagree, but it all goes back to the plan that was put in place for this season. It seemed erratic. It seemed rushed. It seemed thrown together. And in comparison to Bettman in hockey and Adam Silver in basketball, to me, this is a direct correlation to the lack of leadership from Commissioner Rob Manfred. Yes, I believe that he should shoulder most of the blame for what's happened in Miami. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you 100% when you're looking at hockey being zero, basketballs down, and you know, they're doing the right thing in keeping these people quarantined. Now, it's about every individual team and how they're controlling this. When you look at all the reports of all the COVID testing, Miami's the only one that literally looks like they broke the rules. They either went out or they went on the streets of Philadelphia and it transferred into everybody getting COVID. Even the Philadelphia Philly clubhouse guy, one of the clubhouse guys that were in there caught it and is positive. So I think that the circle of doubt is going to be on Don Mattingly and how he's protecting his team. When you're looking at 17, 18 people, that is a huge amount of players on a 30-man team plus coaches. So they're going to have to put a circle around this team and really kind of put them in bed and not let them get out. And if they have to quarantine them in each hotel when they move to different cities as well as when they go home, they're going to have to do something to shut these kids down, because I think it's the young generation that's just going out thinking they're not going to catch it. And now they have. It's an eye-awakener. And as you said, I think it goes back to Major League Baseball and the commissioner, as well as the team support in controlling the virus. When you're looking at one team out of 30 teams that have tested so many, it's got to be the team and the correlation of what they're doing to keep these players intact and protected. And I don't think they're doing it.
And it seems as if there's no, I mean, the owners are moving full head of steam. We are not going to stop this baseball season at all. So, Bill, I got to ask you this. If this was a team of more prominence, if it was the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Astros, a team that we view as a legitimate World Series contender, would baseball's actions be any different than what we've seen from the actions now that we know it's the Marlins?
I wonder about that, too, because, as you know, the Marlins went into Philadelphia, took two out of three. They played two great games in beating a contender with the Phillies. So there is a lot of youth on that team. There's a lot of young guys on that team. And I just question that, too, if this was a major team in one of the major markets, if things would have changed. But I really believe that these teams that are really quarantining their players, it's working. You know, when you look at all these teams that travel, the Giants just traveled to L.A., which is a hotbed of COVID, and everything was fine. All the tests are negative. So I really believe it's up to the team and the management and how they control these players in and out of the hotel when it's their off time. And if they can teach these kids that they can't go out and they have to protect themselves, then baseball can move forward. But if players just move out and they try to think that they're going to be anti-COVID, this is going to spread, and it's going to spread not just with that team, but as what they said, the Philadelphia Phillies were quarantined, and they all tested negative. But I really go back to the testing. This testing can't be 72 hours. They got to figure a way it's 24 hours or less to make sure that these teams are quarantined and no COVID-19 is out there, because you don't want to quarantine both teams just like they did with Philly. So there has to be a protection of your own players, your own organization, and there's billions of dollars to do that, and baseball has to get out and get this testing done quicker and sooner, and it'll be better.
Bill, let's end with this. We'll talk about the World Series champion Washington Nationals. They've gotten off to a very sluggish start, 1-4. Last year, Dave Martinez's squad was 19-31. Did not get off to the best of starts. There was talk of Martinez may even lose his job. They turn it around. They win the World Series. Trey Turner, who is one of the top leadoff mans in the National League, says, yeah, it's a little bit alarming because there's a 60-game season. When you look at the Nationals being at 1-4, and the fact that Juan Soto hasn't played a game yet, the fact that the one start we saw, Max Scherzer, he looked good at times, but he looked bad at times, really inconsistent. What should be the level of concern for a 1-4 start in a 60-game season?
I think you hit it right in the head. Soto coming back is going to be a big plus. Strasburg hasn't pitched yet. Their main guns haven't played, but we talked about this every week. You can't get out 1-4, 1-8, 1-10 because you don't have that many games to make up, and you're playing your division, plus you're playing again against the AL division. Now, of course, Washington's got an easier run in the AL there, but at the same time, you got to play better baseball. They're not playing better baseball. Dave Martinez coming out being scared because he's got heart issues. That has to frail that club a little bit. That's my manager, and he's worried about catching COVID-19. So let's just see how this plays out. You know, every team right now seems like they're 500 or just below 500, and everything's just starting to take off. So these players are starting to get a little routine going. They got a little rhythm going. And each week to week, we're going to find out who's running the camp and who's going to be in first place and who's going to start being in the cellar dweller. So it is going to take place soon because a lot of these teams are going to start being battle head-to-head in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, and I guess in Washington's case with the extended playoffs, which I'm not a fan of, and I know you're not a fan of, but with the extended playoffs, it does give you a little bit more leeway, right, to start off slow now that about 53% of the teams are going to go to the postseason.
Yeah, I don't like the playoffs. There's too many games, too many teams. Eliminate some of this and maybe the first top two teams, but now you're looking at a third team in divisions. And it's just too many teams, too many games at the end. Sure, it's a 60-game season, but you want the top teams to play. And you know, a 2 out of 3 here and there, that doesn't work for me. I'd rather see 5 games or 7 games. That's really the true test of your champions. We'll see how it all plays out. You know, we haven't even talked about the 10th inning with runners on second base.
Yeah,
so those
right.
are all discussions we can have.
I forgot all about that. Bizarre, isn't it?
It just shakes my head when I see it. And, you know, it's just different baseball. And this whole season is going to be different with no fans in the stands. So all we can do is keep watching. It's live baseball, and I know you and I are enjoying it, and I know the fans are. And all we can do is hopefully this continues and the COVID kind of slows down and no baseball is postponed. And the season continues with some great drama in baseball as well as good baseball. And I think that's part of what we've seen so far this weekend.
Bill Lasky, our guest, he joins us each week. Bill, perfect opportunity for you to let the listeners know where they can find you. And also, as we've talked about the last couple of weeks, your business venture online.
Yeah, BigLeagueCoaching.pro. It's moving really well. A lot of people are loving the videos we've produced. Go to BigLeagueCoaching.pro. Take a look at it. 6 of us professional players, all big leaguers, have produced videos for teaching. And it's just good baseball for parents, coaches, players. Take a peek at it. People are doing it. People are loving it. But also you can pick me up at Lasky19 on Twitter. And I'll be tweeting out there as the season's going and enjoying baseball like you and your listeners are.
Now, Bill, it's always a pleasure to get you on. I appreciate the time. Great baseball talk. Thank you very much.
Excellent. We're looking forward to talking to you next week.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. Again, we're live from the Auto Farm Studios right here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.